This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Rescuers are continuing to search for dozens of people out of contact a day after Taiwan's strongest earthquake in a quarter century damaged buildings and caused multiple rock slides. 9 people were killed and more than 1,000 others injured. Taiwan's fire department said most of the nearly 50 hotel workers on their way to a resort in Taroko National Park had been located. Reuters correspondent Diane To reports.
Local TV stations airing footage of a building half collapsed in the eastern area of Hualien. Firefighters rushed to rescue people from the damaged building. The quake struck just offshore from Hualien around 8 a.m. as people were going to work and school. It also triggered huge landslides and sparked a tsunami warning briefly for the island, as well as southern Japan and the Philippines. Taiwan authorities said they registered more than 25 aftershocks, with witnesses saying tremors could still be felt in Taipei later in the day.
That was Reuters correspondent Diane To. The bodies of 6 foreign aid workers killed in Israeli airstrikes have started the journey back to their home countries. Egyptian state television says the bodies were transported Wednesday out of the Gaza Strip and into Egypt. The three British citizens, a Polish citizen, an Australian, and a Canadian-American dual national, work for the international charity World Central Kitchen. They were delivering food that had been brought into Gaza through a newly established maritime corridor late Monday when Israeli airstrikes targeted their three vehicles. The Palestinian driver was also killed. Israel has acknowledged carrying out the strikes by mistake and says it has launched an independent investigation. Meanwhile, the Palestinians want the United Nations Security Council to vote later this month on their revived request for full membership in the world body. This is VOA News. The Palestinians are making a fresh bid for UN membership as the war between Israel and Hamas nears its 6th month. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas delivered the Palestinian Authority's application to become the UN's 194th member in 2011. Riyad Mansour, the Palestinian UN ambassador, said Wednesday that 140 countries recognize the state of Palestine, but the United States reiterated Wednesday that Israel and the Palestinians must first negotiate a peace agreement that establishes a Palestinian state along with security guarantees for Israel. Boeing's production of its 737 MAX jetliner has fallen sharply in recent weeks amid increased scrutiny by U.S. government regulators. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite has more on the latest problems for the U.S. aviation giant.
Industry sources say output has plunged following the mid-air blowout on one of the planes in January. The incident sparked fresh concern over how well Boeing's best-selling jet is made. The Federal Aviation Administration has imposed a cap on production as a result. Boeing can only produce 38 per month while it takes steps to address quality issues. However, output appears to be fluctuating well below that level. That's a big problem for the plane maker, which only gets paid when jets are delivered. Meanwhile, Boeing's arch-rival Airbus continues to churn out aircraft, cementing its market lead.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. Senior finance and central bank officials from Southeast Asia convened Thursday in the scenic Laotian city of Luang Prabang to discuss ways to help the region build resilience against shocks like the COVID-19 pandemic and natural disasters brought on by climate change. Also on the agenda for the finance meetings of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations are discussions on establishing an ASEAN infrastructure fund and disaster risk financing and insurance. In sports, the four finalists for the U.S. Women's Major College Basketball Championship will play Friday night. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer says the resale market values for the women's semifinals tickets are more than twice as much as for the men's.
According to a technology company that analyzes prices across multiple platforms, the average price of a ticket sold to the men's semifinals was about $1,000. Tickets for the women's semifinals was more than double that, at just over $2,300. The higher price for the women's games is partially due to the fact that the venues for men's games are about 3 times larger than the women's games, which have limited seating capacity. But there's no doubt that the fanfare surrounding Iowa's Caitlin Clark, who is now the all-time leading scorer in Division I, has added to the bump in those prices as well.